call the first time certain.
Item 981, appoint Leslie Hilbron, Eduardo Pilelma, and Eve Connell, and reappoint Ozzie Gonzalez and Brenda Metalbeke, sorry, to the Board of Directors of the Regional Arts and Culture Council for terms to expire June 30, 2019.
Commissioner Fish.
Thank you, Mayor. This is one of our happiest functions as a council. We get to welcome, thank, and ultimately approve new members to very important oversight bodies. And I want to invite Jeff Hawthorne, the acting executive director of Regional Arts and Culture Council, to come forward. Jeff, you want to bring? Okay. Why don't you bring our guests, Eve Cannell, Leslie Heilbrunn, and Eduardo Puelma, who are three fantastically qualified nominees for service on the Board of Directors of RAC. Jeff, why don't you just take a moment to set the context? By tradition, we'll ask each nominee to say a few words about their interest in this position and something about the arts they're passionate about, and my colleagues will no doubt have some questions.
Yes, thank you, Commissioner Fish, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioner Fritz, Commissioner Udaly, good morning. Thank you for having us. My name is Jeff Hawthorne. I'm the Interim Executive Director for the Regional Arts and Culture Council. We expect a new Executive Director to be in place around January after a national search that will get underway next month. In the meantime, I'm here to bring three board members who've recently been adopted and voted on to the RAC board and ask you to approve them as representatives of the City of Portland. We have six slots on the board that are reserved for your jurisdiction out of 22 board members total. I am happy to report that 45% of our board members identify as people of color. And among the entire board, they are artists and small business owners, CEOs and program managers, arts advocates, consultants, and community leaders. They bring skills including finance, grant making, nonprofit management, public relations, facilitation, fundraising, evaluation, and so much more. But they also bring us important community connections, including communities of color, Native American, Asian and Pacific Islander, Hispanic and Latinx, African American communities, and disability communities as well. And so now it is my pleasure to introduce to you the three board members that we are, that we are asking you to approve as representatives of the City of Portland: Eve Connell, Leslie Heilbrunn, and Eduardo Puelma.
Eve, why don't you start?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. Thanks for having us this morning. It's really terrific. I am an educator, a small press publisher, and an arts advocate. And I've been in Portland for about a dozen years and somehow have managed to do all sorts of really cool arts-related activities, including working with RAC over the last decade in various capacities, serving on nonprofit arts organization boards like the IPRC and Art in Alberta. And I'm just a huge advocate for arts in our community, and my passion really is around bringing arts experiences and opportunities to our children, our community members, artists, and arts orgs. So I'm really thrilled to serve in this new capacity with RAC. Thanks.
Thank you for being here.
My turn?
Please.
Excuse me. I'm Leslie Heilbrunn. I am the director of the Business Customer Group at Portland General Electric, which is, along with its employees, the largest donator for Works for Art, 6 years running. So I, along with many of my fellow employees, are incredibly passionate about the arts and want to help support it. I also grew up in the arts and have been a writer and editor for most of my professional career, and just really value what the arts that I've grown up with has brought to me, and just think it's critical for us in Portland who want a vibrant community to support the arts. I've been involved with a few nonprofits here that are arts-oriented, and am a supporter of arts education, and most importantly, the arts are really fun. And I just think I'm honored to be able to serve in a way that can help bring that critical part and make us all well-rounded people and bring us together through the arts.
Thank you very much. Eduardo, welcome.
Thank you. Eduardo Puelma. I've been here just over 10 years. In the time I've been in Portland, I've really come to appreciate the work that RAC has done for education and advocacy. I think it's very important that RAC has a strategy around inclusion and equity. And for that reason, I think that my experience as a Latino, as a gay man, would help to bring my experience to the board to help improve the board and to build upon what the board has done so far. I grew up in the arts. My father, my uncle, my grandfather were all artists. I studied art in college. I now work with a lot of artists as well in my professional capacity. So this is something that is always been a passion of mine, and I want to help the city and the region further the work that the arts community can do.
Thank you. Wow. Great questions from
you. I actually have a question for Jeff. You mentioned that 6 of the 22 members are appointed by the City of Portland. Who appoints the others?
We have slots for all of our major government funders, including Multnomah County, Washington County, Clackamas County, and Metro, and then the remainder of the slots are at large.
And is the allocation of members by proportional to the funding that each jurisdiction gives?
Not directly proportional, but generally speaking, the City of Portland has 6 slots. Those other counties that I mentioned have 2.
That's something to just put on your to-do lists. City of Portland's been a strong funder for RAC throughout its time, including during the recession. I think it's well over $3 million at this point, plus the arts tax. So I want to make sure that we are encouraging other jurisdictions to pay their fair share, since it is a regional arts and culture council and not the Portland. So whatever you can do in your professional, personal, and board capacity to encourage and help other jurisdictions understand why this is crucial, not only for our hearts and souls, but also for our economy and for jobs and businesses, I will really appreciate that. Thank you.
Mayor, I just want to observe that these 3 outstanding candidates are coming to the RAC board at a time of unprecedented activity. I think it's safe to say the single most important decision you'll make in your first 6 months as a board is that you will vote to hire the new executive director. And after 30 years of service to our community, Eloise leaves very big shoes. You're doing a national search. My guess is this is going to be a very, very desirable job. And you will have the difficult task of selecting the next leader. So that'll be, I think, at the top of your list. RAC is currently is undergoing the first performance audit in its life cycle, something that both the RAC leadership and the city have jointly embraced as an opportunity to sort of take the temperature of the organization and to be able to give this new leader a document that says, here's where we're hitting our mark and here's where we may need to pay some more attention. We have a contract with the city that comes up later this fall. I think the current goal, Mayor, I talked to the CAO the other day, I think the current goal, given the transition, is to extend that contract until you have a new leader and then to sit down and negotiate it. That would be my preference. There's only so much we can do at one time. Commissioner Fritz mentioned funding. It is, I think, the strong desire of this council not only to protect funding for the arts, and that's also funding at the federal level, but to encourage all of the RAC partners to pay their fair share. And I think that conversation about the regional participation is an important one and one we'll want to tackle. Arts affordability is such an important issue currently, as we are at risk of pricing out young creatives, and we're also at risk of making it impossible for our community-based arts organizations to continue to deliver great programs. It's something that Commissioner Udaly and I feel very strongly about. She has a longstanding affiliation with the Independent Publishing Resource Center, which has been nomadic lately, having to sort of find affordable space. And that, multiplied by so many other organizations that do good work but are getting priced out, really commands our attention. We have a crack lawyer joining us today who is happens to be in the rotation as our council attorney. He's also the lawyer that argued the arts tax. And I've been practicing law for over 20 years and serving on this council for 9. I thought it was the best appellate argument I've ever seen. And he wrote a brief, which if anyone's ever interested in the arts tax, whether you love it or you hate it, he wrote a brief that explains the arts tax and the law under the Oregon Constitution. And it's really a model of good advocacy. So I'm not trying to jinx you on the decision, but we are hoping sooner rather than later to get a decision from the Oregon Supreme Court, which will be the sixth and final legal ruling on the constitutionality of the arts tax. And then finally, I'd be remiss if I didn't say how grateful we are for the steady leadership that Jeff Hawthorne is providing now. He stepped in, and we haven't missed a beat. And it was a pleasure to work with Jeff when he was the deputy director, and it's a pleasure to work with him as the acting executive director. And we're very, very fortunate to have his capacity there. And colleagues, Linda McGeady is here. Linda, would you raise your hand? Linda is one of the leaders of the RAC board. And thank you, Linda, for taking time out to be here for this event.
Very good. Public testimony on this item?
We have one person, Veronica Bernier.
All right, thank you. You can take a seat. We'll hear from one individual. Looks like we're going to have two, is my guess.
Here.
Good morning.
Is this your computer here?
No, it stays with the table. Sometimes people do PowerPoint presentations and whatnot.
Okay, you first.
Thank you. And if you could just state your name for the record, we don't need addresses. Thank you.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Watchdog X. I do approve of the appointments and the reappointments of all individuals. I think your qualifications are very good and essential for RAC. One of the concerns I have, though, with your organization is that I myself would like to see more of the artists tapped out in the community, in the homeless community. I think you have a group of people out there with a lot of artistic talent, and they need to be given that little more incentive from groups such as yours to explore that talent a little bit more. And I think you have the ability to do that. I think we have many shelters in this city which we're investing a tremendous amount of money into. I want to see more art on the walls created by the homeless. Such as, you know, PNCA went into TPI and painted the doors. This has been very beneficial. It brings a light into situations that is very positive. Art lifts the spirits of people. And I want to see the homeless community involved more to whatever degree, any direction they go, but have that opportunity to look at different things in different ways of doing things, and different enjoyment that you can get from art. One of my first art pieces that I purchased was from the late Dr. Nathan Schlimm and Sylvia Schlimm. Great friends with the Snitzer family, and I really enjoyed the artwork. And those are lasting things that you can purchase through people and remember them. It's essential that you reach out to the homeless community and begin seeing the true inspiration from art that it can bring people. An example, in the past, I went to Dignity Village, and it was a Native American. We went out, got a piece of cedar tree. He carved an Indian chief. Spectacular work, absolutely amazing. He carved also with a chainsaw a salmon. People purchased that from him. An amazing artist in Dignity Village that was absolutely phenomenal. Reach out to the homeless community and offer more to them. They are in the most need of great art and the ability to make art. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. Thank you. Veronica Vernier, PSU Community Health and Safety, and also Recreational Health and Safety in the Parks and School Health and Safety. It's kind of a broad umbrella, but that's how we operate. My background is I'm a former MICU nurse working after retirement in the schools and recreation and parks. I do support the announcement of the people who came forward. I really commend them. I noticed there's some Hispanics there, and that's good, and also a broad cultural blend. I think one of the biggest arenas in the city are recreation and parks. It's the reason we watch them. Randy Miller, one of our best instructors from Portland State, was one who instilled in us the idea of participating with the children in a observatory point and coming forward and supporting the kids while we watch them. We do look at parks, regional parks and arts and council in other ways, too. There is a Jones Gulch event coming up. I think it's on the 8th, and we'll be watching that, too. We like to see the people get out and recreate, and I think it's really important. Support the Rose, was it Schnitzer? Can't say that fast. Schnitzer Group and the Middleman Jewish Center, too, for their regional arts support in terms of our park and recreation department. The money's well funded, and all the time when the kids go, you know, to events, you know they'll be well covered and safe. So that's the main concern. That's why we study it at Portland State, and I do support the idea, and I encourage future study too, because it's well worth the effort. Thank you.
Thank you for being here. Mm-hmm. Colleagues, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion from Commissioner Fish, a second from Commissioner Fritz. Please call the roll.
You Daly.
Well, congratulations, everyone, and thank you for being willing to step up and serve our arts community and our city. Aye.
Fritz.
Thank you very much, and it's a big commitment of time and energy to do this. I vividly remember when Mayor Sam Adams and I went to a RAC event and started talking about the need for equity and inclusion in both the board and our community and the people who get the money. So I really appreciate the fact that, what is it, another 5 years on at least, no, probably six or seven, that the board has not only embraced that concept but expanded on it. And it's definitely, that's illustrated by each of your backgrounds and your willingness to serve. I have to add my thanks to Denis as well. Denis was also the lawyer on the paid sick time effort that we did in 2012-13. So obviously you've been involved in some very good things, and keep up the good work. Thank you. Aye.
Fish.
Well, thank you for your service. And please don't hesitate to let us know what you need to be successful. And we are really excited about the prospect of a decision in the early part of next year of the new leader that we will all have a chance to work with. So thank you. Aye.
Wheeler.
Well, first of all, I'd like to congratulate Leslie, Eduardo, and Eve for stepping up, and I'd like to congratulate Ozzie and Brenda for being reappointed. As you have gathered, this is a very, very important board to the community. The service provided by RAC is one that we all notice and greatly appreciate, so we are so happy that you're willing to take the time to step forward. I feel like I should also congratulate the attorney. And I'll just say I'm delighted to have an attorney in the room who isn't here because he's suing me for something or other. So thank you for that. I vote aye. The appointments are all approved. Thank you for being here, and thanks for sharing your stories with us. Next item.